Over the weekend, I spoke at a national education summit for civil rights leaders as part of this initiative with Students First. I joined the board of directors, which is an education organization Michelle Reed founded along with her husband, Sacramento Mayor Kevin Johnson. And one of the speakers at the time was Kelly Williams Bowler. You might remember that that was the Ohio woman. We talked about her story, who was jailed for sending her kids to a school district where her father lived.
Oh, yeah.
She is no longer in jail. She is an education advocate. She has launched the Ohio Parents Union. She joins us. Hey, Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kelly, let's jump right. It was your story went national. People were just stunned by it. You going to jail. Give us a sense. You were there, what, 10 days? You were sentenced to 10 days in jail for sending your kids to a district where your father lived?
Correct. I was sentenced to 10 days, but I served 9 out of the 10.
Now, people thought that Governor John Kasich stepped in and they were asking for a pardon for you to be cleared, but you were not pardoned.
Right. Well, what he did was he reduced my felonies to misdemeanors. And everything else still stood the same as far as probation, community service, mentoring program, reporting every month. I'm paying back court costs. That all still stays as it was set.
Now, it's a sad part of this story. They came after you. You went to jail. Then they came after your father. Tell our audience what happened.
Okay. What happened was they charged me and my father. I received an indictment. He received an indictment the same day. Then we stood trial together, but my father never physically enrolled my children. He did not sign any paperwork. I did. So they had to drop that charge. As far as the grand theft, the juror said, you know, he built his home. He has his own home there. So they said no to that. So then they found other charges. They said that he did not report his income, my mother's income, to his documents, to his paperwork. So the judge, set up another trial, sent my father away for a year in prison. He was already sick. He already had several strokes. So his mind was not, in the right. He was not in the right state of mind during
How
the whole
was he?
Situation.
How was he?
64. He had everything you could. He had everything you can think of. He had strokes. He had high blood pressure. He had gout, sugar, hypertension. Everything. And he also had some mental issues as far as he also had post traumatic stress.
Right.
So he was going through a lot at the time, and so they sent him away. Within 3 months' time, while he was in jail, he stopped walking. He had something called C-dip. And
right.
I guess what I understand from that is that that's something that you get if someone doesn't wash their hands and they go from one patient to another patient.
And right before he was supposed to be released,
He was supposed to be released. They tried to get him an early judicial release. They denied that. He went into several strokes during the month of January and February, where he just stayed coma. He stayed into a coma state, and then he passed away May 10th, just this past May. And
so here you are. You're trying to get your kids in a better school. They go after that, and they can't get your dad on the original charge. They send him to prison. Man, never in trouble his entire life, and he dies in prison. Mm. You have become a major education advocate there in Ohio, across the country. You're trying to get the law changed to allow, grandparents to have educational rights?
That's right. There needs to be grandparent rights across the country. People are needing their parents. Everyone needs their parents. I still needed my parents. It doesn't matter. Grandparent and residency laws should also be addressed. Residency laws and grandparents' rights.
Your kids are, you have two kids. One of them is now in college. You told us a great story. An anonymous donor stepped up to hook up one of your daughters to go to school, correct?
Yes, and she goes to a private school in the area, and I'm very happy, and she's doing well, and she really appreciates it, and so do I.
You talk about this education front here. We see these stories across the country. What do you say to a parent who says, look, I just don't believe that I have any power when it comes to fighting for the education of my child? What do you say to them?
Let me explain something. We have more power and more rights than we will ever recognize. You have to go into the school and demand what you need and want from your children. You know, for your child, every parent has rights. If you take your child out, then they want to figure out what they need to do to get your child back in.
We are facing an education crisis in this country. Kelly Williams Bowles, like so many parents, Sybil, they want their kids to go to a better school. She goes to jail for trying to make it happen. They go after her father. He goes to prison. He dies in jail. But the fight for parental rights and education continues. Kelly Williams Bowles, we certainly appreciate it. Thanks a bunch.
God bless.
Keep it up with the Ohio Parents Union. And I hope all is well with your children.
And Roland, thank when you. A mother says, let me tell you something.
Right, right. You just back off. You just say, I'm listening.
Yes, sir.
All right, Roland.
Good luck to you, ma'am.
I appreciate it.
Good luck. God bless.